Imagine being able to fly without accoutrements like airplanes, helicopters, or hang gliders. In the spirit of flight envy, come with me on a fanciful, short, dreamlike trip around the area as a human capable of flight. Walk out your front door, spread your wings, fly to Nauset Beach in Eastham, turn north, flying leisurely along the outer beach until it stops at Race Point in Provincetown. Circle, scare off a large mixed flock of gulls, then drop down for a landing and a short rest. After a rest and stretching of wings, take off, get airborne, and head south, overflying the entire outer cape. Then continue south to Chatham, head over Monomoy Island, marveling at all the fish, birds, gray seals, and whales you can see from even a modest altitude, all the while proceeding to Great Point on Nantucket. Scare a flock of gulls, you get the picture. The very idea of being able to fly, the thrill, the mobility, the advantages, the sights, are all something to try to get your head around. Before digressing further on the powers of flight, or the lack thereof for us terrestrial creatures, and how completely fascinating birds are, it is obvious that this commentator is enamored of these most mobile and varied of creatures. The hot, lazy days of summer are when many birders first developed an interest in birds, spending more time outside in the real world, noticing what is going on, and paying particular attention to the activities of the feathered animals that seem to be everywhere. Not only are the birds interesting and diverse, but those individuals that pay attention to these winged marvels are perhaps even more diverse than the feathered variety. A veritable smorgasbord of people from all walks of life, all ages and cultures, birds cut through all that, touching some vestigial part of the human psyche, a deep part of the brain, when our survival depended on knowing about these fellow inhabitants of the ecosystems. They represent a link that all living creatures share, and some humans find it more powerful than others. Birders, like birds, are extremely variable. Birders run the gamut from the very casual, gazing out the kitchen window at bird feeders, or part-timers that go out a couple of times a year, taking a walk in a favorite spot with binoculars, to the hardcore, spending every waking moment in search of another bird, or anywhere in between. They can be 10 years old, teenagers, 30-somethings, firmly in middle age, or 85 years old, and enjoy being out looking for birds. The reasons, the connections, and the motivations for observing these creatures often remain a mystery to those involved. I am often asked why I do it or why I like it. There is no easy or set answer. I sometimes dream of flying, even while wide awake. I marvel at these tiny creatures, primitively envious of what they do, the fitness, the feats of migration and navigation they perform that are truly incomprehensible to a terrestrial animal. They live with a whole extra dimension, the air, the sky, dealing with gravity magnificently. The world of birds and birders is marvelous. Fortuitously, with the heat, the best place to find birds now is on the beaches and tidal flats. Southbound shorebird migrants are appearing in considerable numbers. These spectacular long-distance migrants are stopping to refuel for a few days or weeks in favored areas before continuing south, some as far as southern South America. They have departed breeding grounds in the vast northern expanse of Arctic tundra, leaving their half-grown young to fend for themselves as they keep to a timetable of migration that is incredible by any standard. Until next week, keep your eyes to the sky.